There's no shortage of news items, as you can imagine, about the COVID virus. There is a memorial in the cathedral to those who've died, but also positive stories with shopping on the go again and businesses reopening, plus stories about the amazing people who are helping out in all sorts of ways. There is also an emphasis on the commercial fallout from the lockdown, with redundancies planned at Jarrold's and Bertram Books going into administration.
The smile said it all. After nearly 3 months of closure due to the lockdown, when city centre stores reopened, shoppers were delighted to be back. Some of the longest queues were outside Jarrold's. Half an hour before it opened, Annalise Saville and Patricia Sibthorpe were proudly at the front of the queue. Mrs. Saville from Norwich said, "I'm so excited to see Jarrold's reopening. I love to support local businesses who have a brilliant range of products that you often can't find anywhere else." In Lower Goat Lane, Johnny George, manager of clothing retailer Element, said, "It's really nice to be back. There's a loyal following of customers within the lanes. I think people want to support us because we've been here for over 20 years.
A special memorial to those who have died from coronavirus in Norfolk has been put in place at Norwich Cathedral. More than 460 crosses, which each represent somebody who's died from COVID-19 in the county, have been carefully laid out in front of the nave altar. The poignant flame of a single candle flickers in the centre of the memorial, which was blessed by the Bishop of Norwich, the Right Reverend Graham Usher, and visited by Lady Dannett, the Lord Lieutenant of Norfolk, and her husband, General the Lord Dannett. The public were able to view the memorial for the first time when the cathedral reopened its doors for individual prayer. Opening for individual prayer is the first phase in the reopening of the cathedral, which, along with all Church of England churches and cathedrals, had been closed since March the 23rd as a result of the coronavirus pandemic.
Schools are turning to high-tech methods, including virtual reality and video tours, to allow children to see their new schools before September. Due to the coronavirus, schools are unable to have extra visitors, which means that youngsters due to start in September have not been able to go in and have normal transition sessions. This transition period usually allows children to explore their new classrooms and meet their teachers, which helps to settle any new school nerves. Lakenham Primary School and Nursery is among those to turn to technology for an innovative way to ensure new and prospective parents and children feel happy, safe and settled. The school has collaborated with Norwich media company Insight UK to use their cutting-edge technology to create a virtual 360-degree tour of the early years environment. Working like Google Maps, children and their parents can navigate around the school and click links that explain what happens in different areas. There are also film clips of head teacher Cassandra Williams and the school's new early years leader, Danielle Peasgood, embedded into the tour. The tour has been funded by the Norwich Opportunity Area as part of a campaign to support transition in partnership with Norfolk County Council. The Lakenham Virtual Tour is the first of 19 that will be released by the Norwich Opportunity Area before the end of the academic year to support parents and children across Norwich to feel as prepared as possible to start school in September.
Day boats, canoes and other watercraft have been given the all clear to return to the waters of the Broads after restrictions were agreed upon by the government. Following weeks of the hire boat industry being placed on hold by the COVID-19 pandemic, the Department for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, DEFRA, has set out restrictions whereby families are now able to once again take boats out onto Norfolk's famous assets. However, while it will see more boats returning to the waters of the Broads National Park, limitations mean that users will need to meet a series of conditions. These include more stringent cleaning requirements, social distancing measures being put in place, and boats being limited for use by one household or support bubble at a time. while hire boats can return to the waters, overnight stays aboard are still not permitted, meaning that hires will be limited to day trips only. The news has been welcomed by the Broads Authority, which has set out its own guidelines for boat users in line with those set by DEFRA to ensure that people can resume using the waterways safely.
Further details have been revealed over how traffic could be restricted in some Norwich streets so cafes can have outdoor seating and people can abide by social distancing rules. Plans have been published showing how changes could be made temporarily to St Benedict Street and Exchange Street, with people invited to have their say. The idea is that by banning general traffic and widening pavements, it will keep pedestrians 2 metres apart and create surplus space which cafes and restaurants can use for seating. Norfolk County Council and Norwich City Council's proposals for the first two streets, Exchange Street and St Benedict Street, include restricting access to general traffic and loading activity to create more space for walking, queuing and the potential for pavement cafes. It is also proposed that redundant signs, railings and other street furniture are removed to declutter the streets. Consideration is also being given to further measures in other streets, such as Magdalen Street, St Giles Street, Upper St Giles, Surrey Street and All Saints Green.
More than £650,000 has been shared out among bus operators in Norfolk to help them keep subsidised services running amid the coronavirus pandemic. The Department for Transport gave the COVID-19 Bus Services Support Grant to Norfolk County Council so that County Hall could decide how best to split the money between the bus companies. Just under £660,000 was made available, and using delegated powers, Martin Wilby, the Cabinet Member for Highways and Infrastructure at the Council, has allocated the cash. The money covers a 12-week period from March the 17th to June the 8th. 10 operators benefited from the cash, with Holt-based Sanders the biggest beneficiary with an award of just over £195,000. Acle-based Our Hire was second with just under £140,000. The council worked out how to split the cash by gathering information from operators about the subsidised services they operate, including the distance of those services and how much revenue was collected in a typical week before coronavirus restrictions were introduced. A report produced by Norfolk County Council said, "The COVID-19 situation has been particularly challenging for bus operators, who are finding it difficult to run services due to the availability of drivers and other staff, as well as passengers' unwillingness to use the bus following government advice for the public to avoid any non-essential travel and to work from home where possible. Without this funding, there is a real risk that bus operators would not be able to continue to operate, putting service provision at risk, and leading to significant extra funding having to be provided in the future." First Buses was awarded almost £19,000 through the grant.
Amid the coronavirus lockdown, Vauxhall Community Hub in Norwich has had to stop its services, but the space is still being put to good use after one woman cooked up a brilliant idea. Elaine Payne, owner of caterer's TLC Dinner Choices, is working with social enterprise Independence Matters, which runs the community hub on Vauxhall Street off Chapelfield Road, to offer a Meals on Wheels type service to vulnerable and isolated people in the area. Mrs. Payne and her team usually provide catering for the hub's customers, who are generally older people and those with learning and physical disabilities. With the hub closed, she and her team have taken to home cooking to make sure people who need it can still get hot meals during the coronavirus crisis. Mrs. Payne said, "When the hub closed, many of the customers were in tears and worried about their future. We initially solved this problem by offering our hot and chilled meal service being delivered to their homes. Word spread, and we have now identified that there are a lot more people in the community who need our service but are on low incomes. Thanks to Independence Matters, we have access to a kitchen at Vauxhall Community Hub, Johnson Close, Norwich, and are able to prepare and cook nutritious hot meals and deliver to those in need living in the NR1 to NR7 area.
You will still be able to see films on the big screen this summer as a drive-in cinema is launching at the Norfolk Showground, with plans for comedy nights and concerts too. Summer drive-in movies will run from Thursday, July the 9th to Sunday, July the 12th. And across the 4 days, there will be 12 films with daytime screenings on an LED screen and evening films from a projector. It follows the government announcement allowing outdoor attractions where people remain in their cars. This also includes safari parks, which are to reopen, along with zoos. The event has been organised in partnership with Pop-Up Pictures, run by Danny Banthorpe and Andrew Bunn, who is also behind Laugh in the Park Comedy Festival in Norwich, and they have hosted screenings across East Anglia for the past 5 years. The films will be chosen by a poll on their social media channels, and there will be cult classics, family favourites and modern blockbusters to choose from. Tickets will be per car instead of per person, and passengers can listen to the film by tuning into a radio frequency or using a headset which will be provided. Mr. Banthorpe, who's 46 and from Taverham, said, "It is an unusual time in the events industry, so we hope this gives everyone something to look forward to." While the first weekend will be just cinema, later in the summer they're planning to introduce other drive-in events.
Bertram Books has collapsed into administration, making the majority of its 459 employees redundant with immediate effect. The bookseller, famously founded in a chicken shed in 1968 before moving to the Broadland Business Park, appointed joint administrators Turpin Parker Armstrong this week. The company, which operates as Bertram Trading, entered administration alongside two subsidiary brands, Education Umbrella and Dawson Books. A spokesman for the administrators said, "We can confirm that Bertram Trading Limited, the global book wholesaler, has entered administration along with Education Umbrella Limited, a supplier of textbooks and digital education resources, and Dawson Books Limited, an academic and professional library supplier. Book wholesalers have suffered from falling demand in recent years due to changes in the distribution model of literature and the rising popularity of e-books. These factors, combined with the COVID-19 related closure of many public libraries and educational facilities, meant these businesses could no longer operate viably."
A woman who has made thousands of masks and PPE headbands for key workers has said she will continue to provide the items for free for as long as possible. Seamstress Hannah Wild has given away 3,500 headbands to essential workers wearing PPE during the coronavirus lockdown. The headbands have buttons sewn onto the fabric so that elastic mask ties can be looped over them instead of the wearer's ears for more comfort. Ms. Wild began making the headbands after her daughter Charlotte, who's a care worker, came home with sore ears. Having put a video on Facebook, she was inundated with requests. "I've had carers and ambulance drivers in tears after they've put them on," she said. "One asked me, how could something so simple make such a big difference? And when you look at those people who have sore ears on the back of their ears, it just makes you ask, how could I stop?" Ms. Wild has been leaving the headbands on her front fence to be collected by key workers, with a sign donated by a Norfolk business encouraging people to take them. The chap who donated the sign asked for a mask. He posted it on Facebook, and we've since had about 900 orders for them, Ms. Wild said. "It's been an emotional roller coaster because so many people have suffered in this lockdown, so that seeing something positive has really made an impact. Ms. Wilde is selling the masks for £7.50 each to keep her financially afloat and able to continue making the headbands for free. Norwich department store Gerald is to consult over potential staff redundancies, stating, "We cannot survive long term without making changes." Chief Executive Minnie Moll said in a statement, "The COVID crisis has had an unprecedented impact on the High Street, as businesses right across the UK have lost 3 months of trading and face a very uncertain time for months to come. As well-run and financially secure as Gerald is, unfortunately, we're not immune to the impact, and we can't survive long-term without making changes to the way we run the business." Ms. Moll continued, "Against this backdrop, I can confirm that unfortunately we have entered a period of consultation with colleagues about potential redundancies. I must stress that this is not a reflection on our colleagues, their commitment, or how much we value them. Ultimately, while this isn't a decision we take lightly, we have to secure the long-term future of the company."